right, well, we're glad to have Reggie McNeil with us today. And Reggie is an author, a coach, a consultant, the Don King of missional renaissance, a renaissance man himself, and a budding stand-up comedian as well. You do that on the side, don't you?
And I eat lunch every day. I mean, you know, you gotta add that to the resume. put on clothes some days, shave off, whatever. But anyway, it's good to be with you, Stu. I don't care what the rest of your podcast people think. I'm really kind of glad to connect with you.
Good deal. Well, man, let's jump right in. You know, you've been on the ground. You've been studying, looking at, peeking under the hood of missional communities and the whole mission. I mean, you've been on the forefront of the missional conversation really in the United States and the West for a long, long time. And I know you've been turning your attention specifically to missional communities. You've got a book coming out. Could you tell me when it's coming out, or do you know?
Yeah, it's coming out in September. That's provided that I actually finish writing it. But I'm very close, and, with help from guys like you, I think I'll make it. So, it's out in the fall, and it strictly focuses on missional communities. This whole phenomenon, I think it's a new life form in the church taxonomy. Maybe, arguably, could be the first new life form in 1700 years. We had house church before we had congregational church. Yeah, but we've focused on congregational church for 1700 years. It's not wrong, but to connect with the culture today, we've got to figure out another way of focusing on how you are the sent church, not just the gathered church. And missional communities, I think, addresses that.
You know, I think my favorite part of that whole thing is the fact that you use the word taxonomy. I think that was cool.
You can spread mustard on it. But you know, honestly, this whole and since you're everybody here, of course, will you can't pre-order the book anyway because it's not written. But just as a preview, basically, what I'm saying is we're entering a post-congregational era. Now, that doesn't mean congregations are going to go away. I mean, it's like, you know, Austin Stone's going to, you know, fold up, right? Quit doing Sunday service, right? I mean, no, what I'm suggesting, though, is that the enormously huge and growing part of our population that is non-susceptible to becoming church people, they either can't or won't shifts their life rhythms to match a congregational rhythm. Yeah. Do we just give up on those folks, or is there a way that we can be a part of every, some people say crack and crevice of our culture? And that's basically my hope, is to kind of inspire the imagination of existing church leaders who still are going to do congregational church very well, but will at least own up finally to the limits of congregational church. I mean, holy cow, we've got the best, you know, congregational church houses we've ever had, you know, complete with smoke machines and laser light shows and waterfalls and, you know, you name it. I mean, it's Six Flags Over Jesus out there everywhere. And it's not bad, but I'm just saying, you know, there's a limit to how the reach of that. So I'm pretty jazzed about the possibility of missional community helping certainly to begin to fill in the gap of evangelism and connection with the rest of the culture.
You know, in my missional community, I think probably the most effective thing that we've done is buy a smoke machine. So
we're not talking about the kind of smoke machine you're talking about. Let's not go there, because who knows who's listening. I mean.
Oh, yeah. You're not going to get in any more trouble than you already are, so I think you're fine. Well, hey, one of the questions that keeps coming up is, you know, there's a lot, as I know your nose has been on the ground, and you've been asking churches that are experimenting, and you really know kind of the landscape of what churches are engaging in missional communities and what church plants are doing that. You know, as you've seen that, as you've peeked in the hood of a lot of these churches and planters and networks, from your kind of study and looking as you're putting together these stories for this book that's coming out on missional communities, how have you seen, you know, one of the questions we get is, how do you train missional community leaders? And so from kind of your study over the last year and looking around and seeing some of the best practices and things like that, how would you say are some great ways, good ways that these networks and churches and planters are training missional community leaders?
Well, the single biggest theme in training is apprenticing. And so that, you know, people do it and then they learn from it. In some cases, they're actually assigned coaches that are very serious and almost formalized in their debriefing processes. But you know, every missional community system or whatever that I'm in touch with, they're always scouring, looking for the next wave of leaders, and they emerge from inside the missional community. And then they're apprenticed by the existing leader. Then I also find that almost all of these systems have some kind of, you know, very pointed leadership gatherings, whether it's, you know, once a quarter or once a month or three times a year. There'll be some kind of convening of the leaders from all these, if they're a network of communities, then they'll bring them together just to celebrate the work, do peer-to-peer sharing and mentoring, and then some intentional coaching. I also find that, depending on the network we're talking with, it varies in terms of sophistication, but there will be some front-end kind of curricular type of introduction so that key issues that leaders are going to face, will be addressed before they're deployed. And maybe that's done alongside this apprenticing model so that that's introduced and the folks that are then the young leader or the newer leader, I should say, is then given stuff to read or whatever, to process that with the existing community leader. And then finally, I would say a major theme of all the training is the personal spiritual formation of leaders. One of the real limits of the typical program church model, and not your case, of course, I'm just talking about all those other people out there, would be, you know, we tend to train for task. So we teach, you know, elders to eld and teachers to teach and deacons to deacon and ushers to usher, that kind of thing. But there's not necessarily an attention to the whole, to the leader who is doing the leadership. So a very huge differential for me in the missional community piece is you start with the leader. It's always key. And the spiritual formation of the leader. Because this leadership in missional community is lived out in community and on the ground and in full view. It's not a positional leadership, it's a personal leadership. Mm-hmm. And so any leadership training that doesn't address that, of course, it's just not conceivable in the missional community world.
Yeah. Are you finding even that, you know, that in a lot of the missional community structures or systems or churches or networks that are engaging and training leaders, are you finding that they're not afraid to take some of the best practices of small group, cell group models, the leadership training, the coaching, the systems? Are you finding that they're not throwing the baby out with the bathwater and kind of moving towards missional communities and maybe away from a small group Bible study model?
Well, that's absolutely right. I mean, because, the challenges in some ways are similar. I mean, if you have to have emotional intelligence, it takes the same kind of emotional intelligence to lead a missional community that does to lead a small group or a successful Bible study. So, I mean, any of those competencies that overlap, we certainly can learn from whatever training methodologies best equip people for those competencies. So, yeah, we see a lot of borrowing from just standard leadership practice and best practice, to use your word.